Okay, so let's dive into this jobs report because wow, 254,000 new jobs.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
Definitely not.
Analysts were predicting something like 150,000.
Yeah.
So this is a huge surprise and it's got major implications for the markets.
Absolutely.
Today we're going beyond the headlines to figure out what these numbers really signal about where the economy is headed and what it could all mean for your wallet in the coming months.
You're right. Those numbers definitely grabbed everyone's attention.
Yeah.
Like, did the economy just throw a surprise party? Now everyone's trying to figure out if they should bring presents or be cautious.
Right.
It's all about context, right? We need to understand what's driving this job growth, where these jobs are actually popping up, and how everything from the election coming up to what's going on with China's economy all fits into the bigger picture.
Right, yeah, it's all connected.
It is.
Well, let's unpack the actual jobs report itself first.
Okay.
254,000 new jobs is a huge leap,
Huge.
and it's pushed the unemployment rate down to 4.1%.
Yeah.
But what I found really interesting was the breakdown
Okay.
within those numbers.
Okay.
The restaurant industry alone added 69,000 jobs.
Wow.
69,000.
That's a lot.
That's a massive jump. What is fueling that kind of growth in just one sector?
Well, that's a fantastic question, and it hints at something really crucial. The economy might be much more resilient than people thought.
Okay.
We kept hearing whispers of a recession looming out there.
Right.
But this jobs report throws some serious cold water on that whole narrative.
Yeah.
See, a lot of economists were bracing for a slowdown, especially with inflation still kind of lingering around. This suggests consumers are still spending, particularly on experiences,
Okay.
which is a positive sign for the economy overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not just restaurants, right? This jobs report showed strength across a lot of different sectors.
It did. It did.
But you mentioned something about the Federal Reserve.
Right.
How does this surprise jobs number play into how they make their decisions, especially when it comes to interest rates?
Well, the Federal Reserve watches jobs data like a hawk.
Really?
It's one of their key indicators for understanding if the economy is healthy or not.
Okay.
When jobs are being added at this pace, it suggests that the economy is running hotter than expected.
Okay.
And remember, the Fed has been trying to cool down inflation by raising interest rates.
Right.
This report might give them pause before they do another hike.
So a strong jobs report could actually lead to the Fed easing up on interest rate hikes.
It could, yeah.
That's not what a lot of people were expecting.
Right.
And speaking of expectations, the stock market seems pretty happy about this news too, right?
Absolutely. We saw really positive reactions across the board with all the major indices like the S&P 500, SQY, NASDAQ 100, QQQ, and the Dow Jones, DIA, flashing strong buy signals.
Wow.
Investors are looking for any sign of a brighter economic outlook, and this jobs report definitely provided that.
Yeah.
It's like a shot of adrenaline straight into the heart of Wall Street.
Yeah. United Airlines especially seemed to get a lift. Their stock jumped up 6%.
Wow.
And then you've got the tech giants, Tesla, AMD, Meta, Amazon, all showing positive momentum.
Yeah, they're all doing well.
But there's another piece of this puzzle, right? What about the financial sector? They're usually a pretty good indicator of overall market sentiment.
They are.
What are you seeing there?
The financial sector is definitely on edge,
Okay.
but in a good way,
Okay.
with major bank earnings reports coming out soon, starting with JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo next week.
Right.
Everyone's holding their breath to see if the positive trend continues.
Right.
A strong jobs report often translates to more consumer spending and borrowing, which is good news for banks.
Right. It's
Yeah.
all connected, isn't it?
Yeah.
Strong jobs numbers boost investor confidence,
Oh,
which
no.
impacts the stock market.
Yeah.
And then the financial sector watches closely to see how it all translates to their bottom line.
Yeah.
It's like a giant chain
It
reaction.
is.
But there are other factors at play here too, right? I mean, we can't talk about the global economy without mentioning China,
Right.
especially with their recent moves.
Yeah, definitely not. You're absolutely right. Leaving China out of the equation would be like forgetting the drums in a rock band.
Right.
They set the rhythm for the whole global economy.
Yeah.
And they haven't been shy about trying to boost their own growth recently.
Yeah, I remember hearing something about China injecting a bazooka of fiscal stimulus into their economy.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
It's a lot.
It sounds
It
intense.
does, doesn't it? It's essentially China's government pumping money into their economy to encourage more spending and investment.
Okay.
They've cut taxes for businesses, increased infrastructure spending, and introduced policies to make it easier for people to buy homes and cars.
So how does that bazooka impact things on our side of the world?
Oh, it's all interconnected.
Right.
A stronger Chinese economy means they'll be buying more goods and services.
Right.
Some of which will come from the United States.
Okay.
This increase in demand could boost U.S. exports and help fuel our own economic growth.
It's fascinating how these things ripple outward.
Yeah.
We've got the U.S. jobs report, the Fed's interest rate decisions, China's stimulus measures.
Exactly.
It's like a high-stakes game of economic chess.
Exactly. And speaking of high stakes, let's not forget about that near miss with a port strike.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the disruption if that had actually happened?
Oh, man, don't even remind me. That could have been a logistical nightmare.
It would have been bad.
Especially with the holidays right around the corner and the elections.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A port strike would have been a major blow to the economy.
Right.
Disrupting supply chains, potentially leading to even higher prices.
Right.
And adding even more uncertainty to an already volatile situation.
Yeah.
The fact that they averted it, even if it's temporary, was a huge relief for businesses and consumers.
Yeah. Huge sigh of relief there.
For sure.
Okay. So we've got this looming election.
Yeah.
A potential economic slowdown that this jobs report might have just sidestepped.
We might have dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
China making big power moves on the global chessboard.
It's true.
Is there anything else we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, there's another interesting wrinkle in all of this.
Yeah.
The massive amount of cash that's currently just sitting on the sidelines.
Okay.
We're talking trillions of dollars here.
Mm.
Much of it held in money market funds.
Hold on. Trillions of dollars just sitting there. What's the deal with that?
Right now, those trillions are like a nervous crowd at the starting line of a marathon.
Okay.
Just waiting for the gun to go off.
Okay.
Investors are hesitant to make any big moves until they have a clearer picture of the economic landscape, especially after the elections.
So it's all about that post-election clarity.
Exactly.
But what happens when we get that clarity? Will all that cash just flood the market?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
If investors see a stable political landscape and continued economic strength, we could see a massive surge in investment activity.
Okay.
That could push stock prices even higher, especially if the Fed keeps signaling that pause in interest rate hikes.
Okay, so we've got potential market growth fueled by nervous investors finally making their move, a Federal Reserve potentially easing up on interest rates, and China throwing its weight around to stimulate the global economy.
It's a lot.
That's a lot to digest. What does all of this actually mean for someone trying to just navigate their own finances?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
It's tempting to get caught up in the hype, but remember, October is notorious for market volatility.
Right.
It always pays to be cautious.
So we're heading into October, which could be bumpy, but there are some positive indicators out there. It sounds like a good time to be cautiously optimistic, but what does that actually look like for the average investor?
Right. That's the thing, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement, especially when you see headlines about markets going up and trillions of dollars waiting to be invested.
Yeah, it's like everyone's at the starting line waiting for that gun to go off.
Exactly. But nobody wants to get caught off guard.
Right.
If things suddenly change.
Right.
So being cautiously optimistic might mean making sure your portfolio is diversified.
Oh, okay.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Diversification. Got it.
Yeah.
Any other advice for navigating this landscape? I mean, it sounds like there's potential but uncertainty too.
Well, this is going to sound obvious, but don't panic.
Okay.
October is historically a volatile time for the market.
Right.
There might be some wild swings over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But remember, long-term investing shouldn't be swayed by what happens in the short term.
So ride the waves, don't let the waves crash over you.
Exactly. And if you're feeling uncertain, it never hurts to talk to a financial advisor. They can help you figure out your risk tolerance and come up with a plan that matches your financial goals.
That's great advice. So as we head into the last few months of the year, it sounds like there's potential for growth, but we need to be ready for some bumps in the road. Any final thoughts for our listeners as we wrap up today?
Here's something to think about. We've talked about all these massive economic forces, the jobs report, the Fed China's stimulus plan, even that port strike that almost happened.
Right.
But remember, the economy isn't some like abstract thing.
Right.
It's really just the result of all of our individual decisions.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. So how does that knowledge empower us as individuals when it comes to making decisions about our own money?
It means we have more power than we realize.
No.
Every dollar we spend, every investment we make, even the choice to save instead of spend those choices, all come together to impact the direction of the economy.
That's a powerful thought to end on today. So as you're going about your day, think about how your own decisions about money, big or small, contribute to this whole economic system. We've given you a lot to think about today, and we encourage you to keep learning and asking questions and just stay curious. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.